One man's passion for trees more than 50 years ago has led to the creation of a nonprofit organization based in Stratford. The Lovett Pinetum works to develop and manage a collection of several hundred species of conifers. KSMU's Michelle Skaliski reports.
A 108-acre site just east of Springfield and a 43-acre site in Texas are home to the Lovett Pinetum. In all, there are more than 500 species, varieties, and cultivars of conifers on those acres. It all began in 1970 when Springfield pathologist Dr. Bob Lovett purchased 14 acres of land with a beautiful, lush spring on it. At the time, though, the spring had been used as a dumping ground for trash by people who live nearby. Lovett spent a lot of time cleaning it up. That spring, another on the more newly acquired property, and two others nearby are the headwaters for Pearson Creek, which has been listed as an imperiled waterway in Missouri. His longtime friend and fellow tree lover Charlie Gray says Lovett discovered that he could purchase trees from the Missouri Department of Conservation State Forest Nursery in Licking at a good price.
And he bought 200 eastern white pines and 200 loblolly, and I think maybe 200 shortleaf. So it was all pine. And this was just to fill up the property because it had been cleared.
That began Lovett's passion for conifers, and his friend Charlie helped him put those trees in the ground. Lovett was able to retire at age 44 and focus on his beloved conifers. Nick Baker is the Pinetum's general manager, and he showed me around the property, taking me on a wood chip path that's been made for groups that request a tour. Various kinds of conifers are planted on the land from all across the globe. Some of them are grown from seed at the Pinetum. There are bald cypress trees on the property, planted from seeds collected at the Mingo National Wildlife Preserve in southeast Missouri.
We got permission to go out there and collect cones from those bald cypress a couple years ago, and we planted the first of those out last fall. And eventually we'll have some nice stands of the natively sourced, bald cypress.
The Pinetum is home to shortleaf pines, which are native to Missouri. Some were planted from pine cones the organization was allowed to collect from a virgin stand of shortleaf pines in Missouri, which has never been cut. Baker says there are 4,000 to 5,000 trees in their collection, 1,500 of which are in Texas and the rest in Stratford. Each tree is individually tagged, mapped, and tracked in a database.
So we put information about them, things that we notice about them, or when they're planted, when they were taken out, if they should die. That's all in our database.
Much of the Pinetum has been planted only since 2005, but the original 14 acres is a forest of tall, majestic pine trees. As Baker says, there's nothing like it around here. Around the spring, they've added a stream bed and planted lots of native plants. The spring, he says, is why Lovett purchased the property.
You see the iris all starting to come up. Those are natives that we've planted in the last several years. We've kind of taken out some multiflora rows and some species that were just dominating, and try to diversify all the natives that are, going on down there in the spring area.
The newer acreage across the road from the original 14 acres looks vastly different. But Baker says one day, years from now, that land will look similar to the first property Lovett purchased. Baker says while the focus is on planting and managing conifers, they plant around 1,500 native plants such as dogwood and wild plum on the property each year, some to prevent stream erosion.
While our collection is focused on the conifers, there's really a place for kind of in this, underneath sub-canopy space to plant a lot of natives. And plant a lot of natives in some of these areas, around the creek banks that we're leaving a lot more wild.
Water used to plant the trees comes from two large rainwater harvesting systems, including a 700-gallon tank. Currently, anyone who wants to see the Lovett Pinetum must first reach out to Baker to schedule a visit. The site is visited by school groups, both younger kids and college students, but that could one day change. Up to now, Baker says the focus has been on preserving the green space and planting conifers. Houses dot the land surrounding the Pinetum, and the property the nonprofit encompasses would likely be developed if it weren't for Lovett. But Baker says the Lovett Pinetum might one day be a place where anyone can come, walk the trails, and enjoy nature. Charlie Gray would like that.
There's more and more studies and more confirmation about the health benefits of being in nature. And I hope this can become a place like that for a lot of people.
Lovett passed away recently at age 84 and was very much involved in the Pinetum until a few weeks ago. While he's no longer around to enjoy his trees, Lovett left behind a legacy that people will enjoy for many years to come. Gray summed it up by reciting a quote he and Lovett used to say often.
And it was that a country's wealth is measured by the number of old men who plant trees whose shade they'll never see.
For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.